Larry Ratcliffe, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us.
It's my great pleasure to see you, John, again and talk with your listeners.
So after 21 years, you are moving on from the Rhode Island Philharmonic. Why?
You know, 21 years is a remarkable opportunity for me to have spent here with the musicians and the community. But with that comes a great deal of travel. And I computed how many weeks I was gone between Rhode Island and a few other places in regards to my now 13-year-old son, Sammy. And I realized that of those 13 years, I'd missed about 4 years. And now that I just mentioned he's 13, I think it's critical to make this decision, if you will, a kind of sacrifice for the good.
And we should mention that you have a second full-time position. You are a professor at the music school at Rice University in Houston.
That's right. I've been at the Shepherd School for about 26 years. So that job, thankfully, will continue. So I'm not really retiring. This is just more of a closure of a chapter here in Rhode Island.
So as you look back on that chapter over the last two decades, is there a most memorable moment for you, a musical moment that really stands out in your mind?
You know, that would be virtually impossible to cite. There have been so many privileged experiences with the orchestra, of course, and many great soloists and guest composers. In 21 years, nearly 150 concerts. There's been so many.
Do you remember your very first concert with Rhode Island Philharmonic?
I sure do. I remember it very well. We did the Prokofiev Romeo and Juliet suites and the Seventh Symphony of Beethoven.
Any piece of music that you didn't get the chance to perform with the Rhode Island Phil that you hope will be performed at some point with them?
Well, you know, I had hoped that we might have been able to do a few more Haydn symphonies. We've done just a couple. You know, they're not grand ticket sellers, but they are the greatest in many ways, and they're wonderful orchestra-building repertoire.
From your vantage point as a professor teaching young people coming up through the ranks in classical music and as a conductor of a professional orchestra, where do you see classical music in America right now?
Well, I think that at various times there's transitions and such. I mean, there's nothing wrong with classical music. There's never been anything wrong, and there will never be anything wrong with it. With the changing demographic and a bit of the change of the social media influence on the culture, orchestras have to find other accessible ways to appeal without losing the heart and essence of who we are. So I'm not worried. I just know that we all, you, me, the public, your next-door neighbor, my next-door neighbor, we all have to be involved in the education and the development to keep the culture of classical music alive in the schools and in our communities.
You are conducting three pieces in your final concert with the Rhode Island Phil. What are those three pieces, and why did you pick them?
Well, we're going to open with the Afternoon of a Faun, Debussy L'Après-Midi, one of the most important works of the 20th century, Claude Debussy, Frenchman. It's only, 10, 12 minutes long. But it's a beautiful image of the world of spiritual nature. Each of these pieces connect with the intention of this last concert, a sort of a soul music night out. And when you talk about the soul, I think you talk about nature. So the second work are these sets of songs by this French-like composer, Jean-Marie Cantaloube, his songs of the Auvergne. The Auvergne is the sunshine state, if you will, of France. And these picturesque songs sung by Susan Laurette Dunn depict the soul and the love of nature between nature, among nature, and amongst people. It's about shepherds and shepherdesses, and I want you, you can't have me. They're beautiful. We do about 25 minutes of these glorious Cantaloupe songs. Then in the second half, one of the great testaments of soul music, testaments of nature, for an orchestra of over 100 musicians, is Strauss's last tone poem, the so-called Alpine Symphony, which in a sense depicts a man's journey up the Alps, the experiences, and down the Alps, if you will. Of course, it is really a metaphor for the journey of life. So the program was picked to create this natural world in each of the works. A program that features the orchestra, soloists abounding, and a last work that ends quietly, without hullabaloo, though there's plenty of hullabaloo in the 52 minutes. And I thought that it was the right way to end the efforts and energy that we've spent together.
Well, Larry Ratcliffe, conductor of the Rhode Island Philharmonic, thank you so much for sitting down and talking with us.
Thanks for asking. It was a great pleasure again.